Ladies and gentlemen, I am eating a pear drop.
And I am eating an apple.
My name's Sam.
My name's Woff.
And this is the Jimson and Roscoe Show. Yeah, we haven't got a guest.
It's just us.
Is that sound annoying, me sucking on this sweet?
moving a little bit.
Three good things that happened to you today.
So it's like a positive negative. So yesterday I booked tickets for Winter Wonderland in Hyde Park, and I thought that I bought them for the date in December that I was going to London for. It turns out I bought them for today at 10 o'clock in the morning, and I bought these at 2:30 in the morning last night. Which left me 8 hours to try and find someone to buy them off me or give them to someone. So I messaged everyone I knew from London and was like, look, I've got these tickets. Do you want to buy it? Do you want them? Like, because otherwise they're just going to go to waste. No one really responded until later, after the time allocation. But I got to speak to people from London that I hadn't spoke to probably in like 6 or 7 years, which is good.
There's the blessing in the lesson.
Exactly. And then I bought more tickets, so that was good. What else has happened that's good today? I got a message from someone that cheered me up this morning. I got a few messages this morning, like early hours of this morning, that made me happy. And this apple's really nice.
It looks like you're enjoying it.
Yeah, it's really good.
With pear drop, all I'm thinking, I bet this sounds noisy as fuck.
Man's eating teeth. Three good things that happened to you today.
I had a really sick yoga session this morning.
Yeah?
And I managed to get forearm stand.
What?
Forearm stand. So you, it's basically where you balance.
Yeah.
On your forearms like that.
Right here.
On there.
Yeah.
Balance on your forearms. Nothing else is touching the floor apart from your forearms, and your legs are in the air like that.
Straight?
Yeah, up like that.
Fucking hell, go on.
And I pulled that off for about 5 seconds, which is a record for me.
Yeah, rude.
Headstand. Did that. It was good.
What, free, like not on the wall?
Headstand, yeah, free. This is all free in the middle of the mat.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, one of my goals is to master my inversions. It's a headstand, right with. It's getting into position, because headstand is supposed to be one of those positions where it's really meditative.
Okay.
And I'm getting to that now with that, where I can relax and I'm not concentrating like, woo, wibbly wobbly.
Just breathing.
And just breathing in the headstand. Handstand, I've got a long way to go.
Yeah.
But the forearm stand is like the journey in between. Mm. But yeah, when I caught that bit in the middle, I was like, yeah, and then I fell out of it. And like, I was at home alone with the kids, and like, they were on that. I was like, get out in front of me, get away with me, just in case I fall out. And it's like, 'cause if I fall out, I'm a fucking big guy, man.
Probably gonna hurt them.
Fucking take them out of the game.
Cecily,
daddy. We said to Cecily the other week, last weekend actually, I did it, and fucking, I fell out of it. And I come down like a sack of shit. And she looks across me, I was like, that's what I tell you not to fucking sit in front of me. But yeah. What else happened? I finished a music video.
Yeah. It's new when you got coming with
In between bits. Yeah. Probably out. If you haven't checked out yet, check it out. It's with a guy called Anthony Lee Phillips.
Yeah.
Talented guy, man. Fucking seriously talented guy. So he's a composer as well. So he does like he does classical stuff. Like his actual music that he does, what he sings on, he sounds a bit like his voice. He reminds me of Ben Howard, his voice.
Okay.
But he does like almost like very jazz-y like type realm. But he's very good. He's multi-instrumentalist, like meaning his piano, guitar, fucking cello, fucking double bass, fucking me then violin.
He's an orchestra.
Mate, yeah, he's like composing, he composed something recently called June, I think. Was he like a whole film score, like fucking all instruments and shit.
Hey, rude.
He's a safe guy as well, man. Like, he at one point he was like, He just messaged me, like, giving me some, almost private lessons on fucking piano, like, do you know what I mean? Just, like, fucking...
Rude.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's how... I'm trying to figure out what I'm fucking releasing next. Third good thing. What else happened? What did the kids do? They're breathing and they're happy and fucking fed and I've got a fucking roof over my head. Oh yeah, I'm just in a fucking good mood lately. So yeah, that's gonna be fucking, that'll be it. And I'm very clear on, I've been working through a lot of stuff. I'm fucking on a drive to fucking, I've got visions and goals and yeah.
I think that's what I need to do next is set my goals up, man. Because I feel like I'm in a better place. I feel like I'm in a better place now than I probably ever have been without realising it.
Yeah, it's, happens, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like when you look at these, like the people who they say like, and all of a sudden I was there. And then they look back, like Louise was saying, that when she was like, yeah, you look back on her past vision board and it's like, well, fucking, I'm here.
Yeah.
Like it's happened. Like, and there's something fucking to be said about it, man. I know like you speak to some people and they're like, fucking like load of bullshit, but it probably would be bullshit if you didn't take any action.
But yeah, of course it would. But the sitting there wishing. You know,
yeah, but the people, what they don't realise is the people that do this, they aren't people who just do fucking vision boards and sit there wishing, oh, this is all going to come to me.
Nah.
These people, if you're that fucking like meticulous to go and make a vision board or a journal or fucking whatever thing you do, if you're that meticulous to do that, you're not just going to do that.
No.
You're going to be fucking taking the action, taking the steps to to get where you want to go. So yeah, it's just nice to fucking have these inspiring people. And I think showing gratitude recently as well to the fucking, the time we live in.
Yeah.
Because I fucking, for so long, I've been bashing the fucking time we live in and how everything's fucking corrupted. And but we are like, at such an important time. We've got the fucking tools at our disposal. We can speak to the whole world through a fucking phone.
Yep.
We've got the whole wealth of knowledge and our phones. Okay, you have to sift through it, but it's there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And you can tap into whatever you want to tap into, but do you know what I mean? It's like fucking, yeah, just fucking, so like we live in a fucking monumental, powerful time if we can do a lot of good with it.
Yeah, we just have to.
Yeah.
I guess. What do you want to talk about? What have you been doing this week?
This week, I have been studying wealth. Did we talk about that on the podcast with Ingrid, or was that after when we started rambling?
What do you mean?
Did we talk about the money thing with him? Was that live on the show?
Who?
Inglourious Poet, Warren.
Yeah, we spoke about money.
On the show, or was that when we were waffling afterwards? I don't want to fucking talk about this. Well, fuck it. You might not have listened last week. So yeah, wealth, like the stored energy.
Oh yeah, we did.
That was on the show.
Yeah.
So there was that. There was the wealth, which like I've got like, for years, I never knew what my fucking belief was on money. Mm. Like it's just whatever people tell you. It's like money's bad. Money's like this. Everyone who's rich is corrupted.
Yeah.
And then you start thinking, it's like, well, not everyone who's got fucking money is a cunt. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of good people who've got money. Like, do you mean it's only because we only ever hear about fucking corruption and
yeah.
Do you mean it's like, where did these beliefs come from? It's like anything, isn't it? The beliefs you just flippantly pass off of, like these beliefs that were instilled in you or like you never really questioned before. And you actually question it. It's like, oh fuck. Like I was looking at it fucking with the completely wrong lens. So yeah, there was that. What else have I been doing? I don't know, mate. My journal's fucking like a fucking treasure chest. Yeah. Also, I've been studying. Parenting. Homeschooling. We spoke about that with Louise, though, didn't we?
Yeah.
The Jimmy Faceless thing. I'm going to be doing that soon as well. So my beard logo.
Yeah.
I think we spoke about like that. I'm going to start getting some designs done for that. What? The thing you got on? So that I'm going to separate into a clothing brand.
Jimmy Faceless.
Fair. Yeah. But yeah, what else have I done? Yeah, actually this week, all I've been doing on is fucking working on which will be out by the time I do this, but it's that the release, the in-between bits release, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm working, who else am I working with? I'm working with, doing a project with Australian producer, Pound to the Credit. Just got to get them done. I think I showed you one of them tracks. It was the one where I did the thing and I was like, it was based on the fucking, the light beings talking to you for the plants and shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That, so I've done like, I've got that. He sent me like another selection of beats. Also, Mr. Bones, shout out Mr. Bones. He sent me like a selection of beats that he thought I'd like to be on a collaboration. He's producing a project. He just wants different people in it. And I ended up saying, yeah, I'll take all 10. And just do a fucking joint project.
Give them to me!
But yeah.
Fair.
But I've got to be careful again now that I'm fucking taking on too much. Like that. I'm doing fucking exactly the same thing. I was like,
I'm homeschooling. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. Yeah, that's quite a lot.
But as long as the music stays fine, do you know the biggest thing I struggle with is recording, the time to record. I think I might just try and outsource, like recording, just then give it to other people to edit.
Yeah, yeah.
Or other producers, not get involved in mixing it, just fucking
record and send.
Record and send. Boom. Boom.
That's the dream world, mate.
So, but if you're working with producers who want to do that.
Yeah, because some producers are like, want that.
Yeah.
They want your vocals. They want to, like, redo your vocals.
Because, like, you mean, for them, like, especially because producers tend to be more. If it's someone who just rapped, okay, they're going to care what it sounds like. But I think a producer is going to care more about what their track sounds like.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That's a complete thing.
Yeah, because they're going to hear stuff like that you may not, if it's their beat or like where they want to take it.
Yeah, no, I hear that. I always like that. If I make a beat for someone and I like it back.
You don't want to just fucking.
I like it back, man.
You don't want to just record over the fucking 2-track.
No.
And just fucking.
No, I've been off all week.
What, off work?
Yeah.
What have you been doing?
Well, the first 3 days of the week I spent with a lady friend, which was good. It was real good actually. And then I've been making music. I've been making fucking weird beats. I'll send you one of them later, man. I sampled like I can't remember what it's called. But it's from like 1965, and it's basically a collage of sound. So it's a woman. The opening vocal says, "I'm falling upwards, upwards."
She's been on the Ket.
Yeah, the song sounds like Ket, but it's like it's almost breakbeaty. But it's fucked, man. But I've only just started fucking with that one. I've made a couple of other things as well that are quite spacey, and then I've been making fucking R&B and shit, really. I'm not gonna lie.
I've started going through the ones that I've written to yours. And I want to release that Dystopian Presence song.
Yeah.
In the very near future.
Yeah.
I need to record it. But yeah, I want some like R&B shit on that as well. A singer.
Wow. This girl can sing. She acts like she can't, but she can sing.
What girl?
My lady friend.
Okay.
That I'm chatting to at the moment. She can sing, but she acts like she can't sing. But she can sing. But I'm trying to build up her confidence to actually sing on the mic. I'm going to try and get her to do some backing vocals on my thing next time she comes down. Whether she will or not, that's another thing. But she can sing.
My Jim, he's been doing stuff like that with his reverse methods.
What is that?
And it sounds really cool. So he's like, because he was producing originally, but I think he's dabbling back on the mic now. Do you remember Jim? The guy who did my trainers, French producer. But he's like been to put some stuff out with him, like rapping, singy type stuff. Like it's really good. And he's got like a real nice vocal tone. I haven't got a fucking clue what he's saying because he's in French.
Yeah.
But like he done one and it was really nice, man. And it was his missus, like, they both sing it all the way through. And like,
I bet she's
got like, he's got like a deep, like, real deep voice. And she's got like the air to it, and they're both like, it just sounds fucking really nice. Yeah, and you strip back, and it's just like,
and it's like the synergy between them both, obviously. Yes, it's really nice. It's a different vibe.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Thingy's like that as well.
I just wish I knew what you're saying.
There's a dude called Mr. Auden Allen from Brum, and he, I can't remember what his missus called, but he's got he makes music with her, and the music they make together, like, you can tell, like, there's like a serious connection there, like, you know, and you can feel it, and you can hear it and feel it in the music, like, you know.
Well, it's like Kanye, innit, when he says he gets the fucking, he gets the gospel fucking, he's got the thing, and he gets like a stadium. He goes, you listen to like a football match, and the they're all chanting in the football match, because they're all singing in unison.
Yeah.
Like, you'll never walk alone or some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
He goes, but when you've got that with fucking gospel singers all in tune, and there's a fucking massive crowd of them, like, the energy, the synergy, the fucking emotion, it's like...
Phew. Talking of Kanye, you need to watch that interview, bruv.
Yeah,
it's, mate, Nori, props to Nori and DJ EFM on that one, because that interview, that's probably one of the best interviews I've ever seen. Like... I haven't fully watched it all the way through, and I'm going to watch it again. I need to watch it about 3 or 4 times to fully grasp what Kanye's saying on certain bits. But there was the one bit that got me was when he was talking about his kid, and he was like, he was sat there with his kid, and he was going through this book, like this work, like exercise book with him. And there was like 3 sweets or something. There was 3 something, and then there was 2 of another. And it was like 3 + 2 equals, and it's like 5. He was like, and then there was 4 sweets and 2 sweets, and it said 3 + 2 equals, and he was like, well, 6. But it was wrong. But the picture depicted something different than what the question asked. And he was like, son started getting upset or whatever, and he was like, I mean, is he too young for me to explain this to him? And he thought, nah. He was like, look, son, they're preparing you. What did he say? He was like, this is prep school. They're preparing you. They're preparing you to be pulled over and not ask questions. They're preparing you for when you're meant to get a job, but then Virgil gets it. You're not meant to say nothing. You're not meant to feel any certain way. They're preparing you. Oh, what was it he said? They're preparing you for... Oh, that's going to annoy me now. Man, I'm going to have to pull it up, you know. But he says they're preparing you for... I should have written it down, man, when I seen it. The whole interview is profound. Pretty much everything he was saying was on point.
Because I went back in a... Like, something come up and it was...
That was it. They're preparing you. It's preparation for limitation.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
And I was like...
Phew. I need to watch it, especially the moment we take going to get ready to take Kyber out of school and shit. Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean? It's like... Because it is. They are preparing you for limitation. Yeah. That, those places. But I was like... a clip come up not long ago of him when he was on the Sway interview. And like, going into that, and it's like... People like were saying like he's mad for what he was saying. And it's like... No, like, you can see the passion what he's saying, and then you got Sway, who's interviewing him, trying to give him answers. When he's like saying you ain't got the answers, it's like, how can you tell an innovator what they should or shouldn't be doing?
Exactly.
So we're like Sway's like trying to get. He's like, so no wonder Kanye's getting pissed off saying you ain't got the answers. Like,
yeah.
All due respect to Sway, but like, you're a fucking. Do you mean like?
Yeah. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Yeah. You don't have the answer, Sway.
But it's like that. You find that with a lot of interviewers, isn't it? It's like this, like, and so, well, hang on a minute. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, do you mean it's like, yeah. But yeah, no, I think he's, the age of podcasts is, it's brilliant because it does shut down that, it shuts down that mainstream fucking, again, limitation.
Mm-hmm.
You go onto a fucking, for an interview on the fucking BBC or fucking something, they've got an agenda to try and catch you out on shit.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to try and, you mean, and you've only got a limited time to fucking express what you're trying to say.
And then they cut you off.
And they cut you off. And they're trying to trip you up, and then they're only going to show the bits that they want to show anyway.
Yeah.
Where podcasts, uncut, full versions, it's like, what do you mean? It's like, I think this, the death of fucking TV, man.
Yeah, I think, well, I had this conversation with someone the other day. I was like, it, when our parents pass, so when that generation dies off, will soaps go as well? Because I remember growing up as a kid, you'd come in on a Tuesday and you'd speak about EastEnders and Coronation Street and Emmerdale, and I don't hear anybody talking about any soap.
No, I don't.
Ever.
But then...
And what I find weird about soaps as well, really fucking weird, my mum still watches it all for some reason. They'll go shopping and then they pick up the magazine to find out what happens next week in it. And then they still watch it.
It's
what the fuck?
Soaps as well, it's like, it's like putting misery into your brain. Oh, this is another thing I've been coming... I've becoming really aware of what I'm doing. It's like horror films and shit like that. It's like, why am I putting this demented shit in my head?
All right, cool.
Why am I putting this in my head? And then it's like, even like, because I've been known to listen to a lot of fucking ignorant hip hop in the past.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'm thinking, why am I putting this in my head?
Yeah.
Why am I not listening to the more
positive shit?
Not even positive, because it doesn't have to be positive, because you can get meaning out of stuff. Which, stuff with substance.
Yeah.
So it could still be on the darker, on the dark side of life, but it's got meaning. It's got substance to it. But when you're listening to like Stitches tell you he's gonna fucking put a brick in your face, do you know what I mean? Like, do you mean it's like?
But it's so funny, isn't it?
It is. But then it's like
what is it actually doing to you psychologically?
Yeah, psychologically, because it's like, I was talking to my mate Raph the other day, and we were talking, and we went like, it's like everything that goes into your brain, that day subconsciously you're taking in. So like when you say about the TV at the point, people wake up, they put the radio on. And when they put the radio on, the radio's got news on. So they're putting this on and the news is going into their head.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So they're already taking that in. And then there's a traffic report fucking somewhere which doesn't affect them. That's already bad news. Yeah. And already on the start of your day, you've had all this bad information going into your brain and you don't even realise, because you're not really listening to it. It's just on.
It's just subconsciously going in.
Do you know I mean? They're talking to you about fucking, there's probably going to be something on there about COVID, because that's like, do you mean? They're going to talk about fucking...
Spiking.
Something bad that's happened. Huh?
Spiking? Mate, COVID's gone.
What's the new one?
Spiking.
What, drugs?
Yeah. People getting spiked. That is the new fear.
Right.
Across, literally, people ain't coming out because they're scared of getting spiked.
Is this something that is being pushed?
And I don't want to say too much about it because I've got my own opinions on it.
Mm.
But basically, this shit's been going on for years.
Yeah.
Like when we were kids.
Yeah.
Like I can remember buying drinks and putting my hand over the top of the drinks. And do you know what I mean? I remember doing that. Like, it's a thing. It happens. There's fucked up people in the world.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know, people's response when they say things like, you know, why can't people just not do these things? Because there's fucked up people in the world. We live in a fucked up world where there's fucked up people. There's loads of good people as well.
Yeah.
But it's like, at the moment, the amount of backlash that clubs and bars are getting because of the apparent rise in spikings, which I'm not saying there isn't, but these people, all these students and stuff, they pre to the point that they can't stand up properly.
Yeah.
And then we refuse them from the club, obviously, because they're too drunk. Or they take loads, they bomb loads of care or bomb loads of fucking Mandy and then come in and then have a bad experience. And then straight away, instead of being honest, they straight away say, I got spiked. I'm like, I've been working at the club for a long time, and like, there's maybe, I know for a fact, I'm not saying there hasn't been other incidences, I'm not saying that, but for a fact, I know for a fact there's been 3 incidents where people have been spiked, and it's been like, do you know what I mean? They've gone to hospital. Yes, they've been spiked with Rehypno or GHB. Yeah. It's happened. And that's like 12 years, you know? And also, the other thing I want to point out is people don't just refer to spiking as that. It's like alcohol, anything, anything that you're putting in someone's drink. But that's the new fear at the moment. So people won't go out because they're scared of being spiked.
Interesting.
And there's like that people are saying that people are going around with needles and injecting people. And
I remember that seeing an article on that years ago.
The cinema thing.
The guy with AIDS.
Mm.
And he went into a club, took a syringe of his own blood, and went into a club and just jabbed fucking bare people up with bits of his blood. Went around pricking people with his blood. I was like, oh,
that's savage,
that's
man.
Fucking.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Horrible.
Yeah, savage.
That's fucking heinous. That's like, that's bad.
And then that's evil.
Yeah, that's fucking. Yeah. Like, do you mean it's like, I don't know. I remember I might go and look at it after actually and be like, on a psychology type thing and be like, what was this fucking person like before they found out they had AIDS?
Yeah.
Did that drive that person to do that?
Did something happen for him to get it? Did he contract it by someone doing something to him?
Yeah, or? Is it like revenge, resentment or whatever? Mm. But it's like, I cleaned up my Instagram and like, it's just fucking full of like stoic quotes. Mm-hmm. That's all I get. Do you mean? So it's like, but it was one of Marcus Aurelius one earlier. And then and to touch on that with the resentment of the enemy.
Mm.
And I was like, don't be like your enemy. The best revenge you can give to your enemy is to not be like him who's done what he did to you.
Yeah, yeah, you? Yeah, definitely.
But as well, like I remember like, again, news stories like years ago, like remember reading an article and it was about someone who had gone into a park and they'd stuck razor blades, Stanley razor blades on the slide all the way down the children's slide. Someone had gone in and found the razor blades, obviously before anyone had managed to slide down the slide, but like a trail of them stuck in the like seam of the slide in the park with the sharp bits up in a children's park.
Why?
That, and see, now that's even
that
more.
That sounds like fucking, what's his name gone wrong? Kevin from fucking Home Alone.
Yeah. It's like, but that, like, okay, the guy with the AIDS now, there's like, even though it's fucked up and what he's done is fucking really, really evil, there's almost like, okay, there's something more to this. Mm. Why has he got that and how has he got to this story?
Mm.
What the fuck makes someone...
That sounds like a child.
Yeah.
That sounds like something a child would do.
Yeah. It? Like, what makes someone go into a park and do that?
Do you know what? I forgot about this. So yesterday, I stopped off in Oddown Sainsbury's car park, right? To go and get some food. I stopped off. And as I've drove around the back, I see this group of about, there's probably about 8 kids, all like mixed, all different fucking types of kids, like, do you know what I mean? And I like clocked them, and I don't know why I clocked them, but I looked at them, and I was like, one of them looked a bit dodgy, and I was like, what's he looking so sheepish about? Next thing you know, this black kiddie's just ran out of nowhere down the steps. And just started scrapping the one black kid in the group.
Mm.
And when I say scrapping, he was like straight up like ready.
Mm.
So I've like stopped the car, pulled up, got out. I'm like, guys, what's going on? Like split it up with this other dude. And I think this other dude was a teacher. I'm like, we split it up, calmed it down. All these kids are like, oh, sorry, mate, sorry. I'm like, no. Like, you're right, yeah. But this one kid who was on his own, I think he was being bullied, isn't it?
Mm.
Because the guy was like, look, I'm going to sort this out tomorrow. Da, da, da. I was like, are you cool? You got this? Yeah. He was like, yeah, thank you. I was like, yeah, sound. But I don't even know why I said that. Maybe it was a revenge thing.
Mm.
But maybe like, yeah, like it's fucked up. Shit like that's fucked up. But going back to horror films and that, I watched a psychological horror film the other day that changed my, it did something to me.
What, good or bad?
Good.
Mm.
It was really good. It's called I'm Thinking About Ending Things. And it was fucked, mate. You'd love it.
Mm.
Really good. Like, you know Oklahoma, the musical?
No.
So it's so weird. It's all over the place. Right at the end, it turns into a musical. And you're like, what the fuck is going on? And it's one of them films that you just, all the way through, you're like, what's going on? Why does her name keep changing?
Mm.
Why does her occupation keep changing? Why does it keep going through different times?
Mm.
Like, it keeps jumping from, like, one minute. So basically, this girl goes to meet her boyfriend's parents for the first time. And, like,
is this
there.
Spoiler alert?
Not really. No. Not at all, really. So she goes to meet her boyfriend's parents. They're having dinner. Yeah, spoiler alert a little bit, but not really. I'm having dinner. Everything's, I say normal. It's not normal at all. It's fucking weird. A bit like Get Out. You seen Get Out?
No.
It's a bit like that where you're like on the edge of your seat, like, why are you still there? Leave. You need to leave now. Go, go, go. So she's eating dinner, da, da, da. And then she like turns, there's a noise behind her. She turns around. She turns back around. There's no food on the table. There's no one in the room. It's like there was no one there to begin with. She's like, what the fuck? So she starts calling her boyfriend. He responds. He's like, I'm upstairs. And then she goes upstairs. And the parents have aged by like 30 years. But she doesn't say anything about it.
Mm.
She's not like, why are your parents really old now when they were young, Justin? It keeps jumping.
Mm.
But it all comes together in the end. And the outcome is like, it's a beautiful ending.
Mm.
But it's sad as fuck. But it's really good.
What's that on?
Netflix.
Okay.
Yeah, really good, really
good.
What's
it called?
I'm Thinking About Ending Things. Very poetic, very artsy fartsy. That was really good.
I'm thinking about ending things.
Mm.
Someone's going to read my journal and be like, oh, fuck, you're all right.
Right, film in brackets.
Yeah. Dad, are you okay?
So, have you listened to the Summer Walk album?
No.
Oh.
Is that the one you sent me?
I don't know. What did I send you?
I don't know. You sent me something and I never listened to it because it wouldn't link. Can you not send links from your Huawei?
This isn't Huawei.
Have you not got a Huawei anymore?
No, it's a Samsung. It's the worst phone I've ever had.
Because you sent me a screenshot of something on Spotify rather than actually sending me the Spotify link. What did you send me? I can't remember.
What did I send it to you on Signal?
Yeah.
No, I haven't, but I have a gander. Oh, the Avengers LP.
What did you send me?
The Avengers LP. The Mayhem, Jams, Blay, Bugsy.
Yeah, no.
Hard.
Yeah.
It's really good. In fact, I forgot about that. But the, Summer Walker took over for me. That's pretty much all I've been... Mate, all I've been listening... I've been getting into my feels, innit? All I've been listening to is R&B and shit. But that Summer Walker album, for me... Yeah, London on the Keys, fuck that girl up so bad, man. She's heartbroken. She's heartbroken, bruv. The album's really good. If you haven't listened to it, listen to it. I think it's album of the year, personally. I don't think anyone's beating it.
I have been listening to... not weird stuff, because it's not weird.
Oh, by the way, guys.
A lot of instrumental stuff.
If you're a fuckboy... Don't let your girl listen to fucking Summer Walker because she'll split up with you and it'll be a cold, cold winter. Yeah, you said about this dude the other day.
Fred again.
Yeah, he's the guy that made the tune with, I don't care, her name's Black Madonna. I'm calling her that, even though her name's now Blessed Madonna. Yeah, he's the one that did the tune with her, innit? We Lost Dancing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know who you mean now.
Yeah.
Because afterwards, I was like, I know that, dude. Yeah, he's sick.
Koji Radical, Gangster.
What, has he got new things up?
He's got a new track, Gangster. There's one, Ghostface and Conway.
I heard that, actually.
Your Old Droog, Meteor Man. That was good. Singles, I haven't listened to albums. Playlists. I've been putting playlists on. I've been really trying to explore new stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I like to not get too much influence
from
people from in the same field as what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
I remember listening to a DMX interview years ago, and he said... he doesn't like to listen to other rappers because they'll end up sounding like him.
It's like Biggie.
Mm.
Have you watched the story to tell yet?
No.
Started watching it
last
night.
Do you know what? There's so much fucking stuff I need to watch. I've just not been watching it.
Thingy, I watched Thingy as well. The Idris Elba film. The new Harder They Fall. The new one.
Right.
The cowboy thing. Hard.
You're nice,
but the Biggie thing, he says on that, he's like... he basically says, he's like, ah, oh, he's like, yeah, he's like, I don't, he's like, I don't listen to rap. He's like, I don't listen to hip hop. He's like, I listen to R&B. He's like, that's what I listen to. And that's what P. Diddy then turns around and he's like, ah, oh, he's like, that was the beauty of Big. The beauty of Big was the fact that he wrote R&B songs. He didn't write raps. He wrote R&B. And then you could hear that in his cadences and his patterns. And that he was saying in that as well, he was like, the thing is, you can't compare Biggie to a previous rapper. Like, other people you can go, oh, they came from that or they came from that. He's like, Biggie didn't sound like no one. He was completely different. I kind of get that. Cool, cool. You mind if we have a smoke now? What type of smoke? Yeah, do your thing, man. Not that I'm condoning anything like
have
that.
You,
no?
Have you taken over from Costa?
Me? He's only kind of showed me what to do, but no, not probably.
Right.
What time are we on?
It's 6:45. What time did we start?
I don't even know.
Oh, no, it's 6:40. So we need, well, Draper will be at 7.
So we've got 20 minutes still.
Yeah. Well, should be done at 18:45, doesn't it, usually?
Yeah.
Did we start late? No, did we start on time?
I don't know. I sent a message to, let me see. So, no was at 6. And that was as we started. So, yeah, so we got till 7.
Right, cool.
Or whatever, really.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't even know where we were.
Biggie, R&B.
Yeah, so he was on his fucking... He was writing R&B songs and then turning them into raps. So, that was interesting. But I need to finish that documentary because I didn't finish it.
Because it was like, I know I've said it a couple of times on the podcast, about the Shock G thing, where he breaks down the rappers for us. He talks about Biggie and that.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
And how Tupac was influenced was from
Malcolm X.
Preachers and shit. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, the Martin Luther King and that. Because this, you do, if you only listen to like one field of music, you end up just fucking...
That's what I feel like I'm doing at the moment.
Not doing what everyone else is making.
Not really. It's like the music I'm making at the moment is more like fucking how I'm feeling. So it's all R&B shit.
Okay.
But it's influenced by... There's a sound going on at the moment that's like an alternative to drill and it's just relaxing.
Right.
People like, you know, Nux.
He
did, yeah. People like him, like that's the sound that I'm vibing with at the moment. But I feel like, because the other day someone was like, "Bro, why are you making music like this?" I was like, "Mate, looking all of them tunes. They're all the best tunes that I've probably ever done. Are all them type of vibes. So it's not really anything different to what I've been doing. It's just updating the sound, I guess.
Yeah." Making it more current. Yeah, I want to split my thing into two, man. Because I've been writing a lot more uplifting.
You?
Yeah, but it's not like...
I know what you mean.
It's not, it's more like... Yeah, like poetic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Not like, oh, like... Still depth.
Yeah.
Like, do you mean? But it's like fucking... So it's... I don't want to release that under my name. Under that. I want to split into two. So the whole yoga, fitness thing that I'm doing, I'm going to do it under that. Do like spoken words.
So you're going to do the other shit?
Yeah, over like some like ethereal type fucking sounds and just almost do it more spoken wordy and make it like a guided meditation and shit like that.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Yeah, and then other videos. I've got a few ideas for the YouTube channel and the fucking Instagram. Basically just talk about fucking shit that I've been doing for the last 6 years.
Yeah.
And put like a human element into it.
Mm-mm.
Well, just be me. Just like show like and be like...
The videos that I've seen, like, because I downloaded Instagram again today because of the podcast, and the things that I have seen on your Instagram are a lot more... They're more engaging. And they feel more you.
Yeah.
Less forced.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is good.
So yeah, this is what I'm doing. Like, this, it's trying to keep that. But like we were saying just a minute ago, but like, yeah, I'll do that. It's in projects.
Yeah.
It's not to get sucked back into the trap of trying to feed the algorithm because it'll work, but what's the point?
Yeah.
Like, just do it slowly, more organically. Let fucking people come. And just do what... Do what's making... What's lighting you up. What's lighting your soul up. Because what's the point otherwise?
Yeah.
Again, like, that's why I got to come off for so long. Because I was like, fuck me, this is making me fucking miserable.
Yeah, I can't do it at all.
But like I say, like, I cleaned my own, my feed up.
Just what, you deleted loads of shit off it?
Yeah, so like, and started following, like, it's just full of fucking like stoic quotes and, I don't know, like fucking people like telling you how fucking beautiful you are as a fucking human being, and shit like that.
You got rid of...
Like the shit that I'm seeing on there.
Right, so you got rid of the people you're following.
Yeah, right. So like, okay. Anything that's just like...
Yeah, why am I following them?
I want to see that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like, then draw me again. It's like, if I want to do that, I'm going to go and watch fucking BBC News.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're going to put your drivel into my brain.
Yeah.
But then I got to go, I then like the other day caught myself, questioning myself. It's like, but then where's my place for my dark stuff? And it's like, well, it's not just dark for sake of being dark. There is substance to it. And then I had to like talk to myself. It's like, no, that's like almost like your shadow and that's your light.
Mm-mm.
So you're expressing your fucking... your worries, your fears, your fucking anything like that, you're doing that through a negative piece of art.
Yeah.
Which isn't negative because it's something that is positive, isn't it? Because it's art.
Yeah. If you're getting something off your chest.
Yeah.
And it makes you feel like you've released something, then it's a positive, isn't it?
Mm. And like, listening to like what I said about care from what you put in your brain.
Mm.
It's like I said about the substance of what you put in your brain. So if you put in your brain something which is mindless, then yeah, it could have a detrimental effect. But if you're putting something that's, I don't know, someone talking of substance with a negative scenario, you can take lesson from that. Again, it's how you the perceiver, perceives it.
Yeah.
And as the maker, you shouldn't be worried about how someone is going to perceive something.
I think people should boycott Purge.
The film?
Yeah. There's no need for it.
What, the Purge?
I've watched them all. I don't know why. Stop watching it. It's stupid, isn't it? You look fresh-eyed.
I said, I said to my missus the other night, and I think I should cry, I was like, imagine if this was the Purge and we lived there. I said, we'd be fucked.
What, in Twerham?
No, just like in the house. Just like in the house. Like, I was like, mad, like, and I said, I put myself aside. Like, imagine it. I was like, and then I was like, why do they all hang around in their houses on the Purge?
Yeah,
just
right.
Go like in the middle of nowhere and just get in a fucking tent, like, where one's going to be hunting for you. They're all going to be in the city looting. It's just like, get the fuck out of, like, hey, you're not in near anywhere.
I thought about all that stuff. I would go to Dane's old house and get on the flat roof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just pitch up.
Have
there.
A barbecue.
Yeah.
And watch the world burn.
Some men just want to watch the world burn. Do you know what I mean? It's like, but then I suppose it's like, it's a film, isn't it? You can fucking question these kind of things. I don't know. Is it a film that's supposed to be fucking critiqued on those levels?
Is it getting us ready for the future?
I don't know. I think if there's anarchy to come, I think it will be a lot more civilized than some people would want you to think it would be. Because there's the whole fear peddling of like, if society collapses, it's going to be like Mad Max.
You're going to have gangs
running shit and it's all going to be fucked. But then when you actually look at humans, when fucking like on, they generally band together.
Yeah.
And if you look at like hunter-gatherer tribes, for example, if people split down into small communities, they're not going to tolerate fucking dickheads in a group. Do you know what I mean? If people are left to like police themselves, they're going to be like, no, we ain't having that shit.
You're like illegal raves.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean? Someone acts a prick, let's smash them
Let's
up.
All come together and then jog on. Yeah. So I think the whole Mad Max fucking end of the world thing and everything will be run by fucking like bad people. I don't think that is the case. I don't think that would happen. I think it would go a lot more localized and people would like take power of where they are. I don't think it would be fucking mass unrest. And
let's fucking hope so.
The only reason that I think it would be like that is if fucking complete supply chains of food and shit like went down.
Yeah, yeah.
But even then it'd be like fucking, that would just be like, because you basically just be like people waiting to fucking
die
basically. Wouldn't you?
You'd be eating each other.
Yeah.
cannibalism.
And like here, it's not, we're not.
Would you eat someone? Even though, like, being veggie, like, would you eat someone if you had to? Or would you just go and eat some dandelions and nettles and that?
I don't know. It's hard.
Because there's so many, there's so much. Like, the other day I was walking, me and Reese went for a walk. He was like, see that? I was like, yeah. He was like, how many times you walk past that? I was like, it's just a bit of weed, isn't it? He was like, no, it's pineapple weed. He was like, pick it up. Picked it up, pulled the flower off, rubbed it in my hands. He was like, smell your hands. Pineapple. He was like, you can put that on salad. He's like, see that? You can eat that. Pull it up. Just eat that root. That's really good for this. I'm like,
you're coming with me on the apocalypse.
You know what I mean? Let's go. But I've been thinking about, that's what I'm thinking about asking for my Christmas present is
a foraging course.
Yeah, yeah. You'd like go on a foraging course and then make food with the forage.
They do the mushroom ones as well, don't they?
I'm scared of them. Though.
What the mushroom course is?
Unless they're magical, I'm not really interested in them.
There's some fucking massive benefits of nutritional.
Yeah,
mushrooms.
Get them, blend them up, I'll eat them. Mm. But I like looking at them.
Because there's some that look like some, and then is that the deadly one or is that the
exactly.
nutritious one? But fascinating fucking species. Oh, yeah. I want to get the Melvin Sheldrake book, the fungi book that he's just released.
Okay.
It's supposed to be fucking really good. I seen it at W.H. Smith's the other day, and I know he was on Russell Brand's podcast talking about it.
Okay.
And yeah, it's like the book on mushrooms, basically.
Is it?
But yeah, it's supposed to be really good.
I'll have to get that as well.
But yeah, I do the lion's mane every day. I got the Stamets 7 blend, the immune support. I need to watch.
I forget to take all that shit. I've got it all, but I just forget to take it.
Dr. Gregor put a thing out the other day. I need to watch the video. And it was on the science of reishi mushrooms.
Yeah, yeah.
On how they are in cancer patients. The science. So I want to watch the video, see what the actual studies say. Because I know lion's mane, it's not just good for your, supposedly not just good for your memory and nerves.
Mm.
It's supposed to be also good for as an anti-cancer.
Maybe I should start taking my fucking supplements and shit more.
Mushrooms, man, they fucking like, it's like, I can't remember who said it, but they were saying like the power of them, I think it's Paul Stamets. He's like, there's a mushroom for everything.
That was the woman on that documentary, isn't it?
Is it the one where he's on it though, isn't he?
Yeah, he's on it.
And she's like, there's the mushroom for everything.
Everything.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, because we've got like, well, we share a fucking same DNA code, don't we?
Mm.
As mushrooms.
Mate, I'll tell you what as well. When you're on mushrooms, the amount of mushrooms you see is mad.
Mm.
The amount of mushrooms I seen in Longleat the other day, there was loads. Loads of different types.
There's a load of weird ones in my garden.
Try them.
Oh yeah, how'd he die? Roscoe told him to eat the mushrooms. Highly fucking poisonous.
Wow, I read his diary and it said he wanted to,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, the last entry in there was, no, I'm thinking about ending things.
Yeah. Go figure out what that mushroom does for us, man.
Yeah, I didn't write film on it either. Oh, have you seen that fucking, what's it called? It's based on a true story about the kid who fucking hates society, and he's like, his dad like gives him the check to fucking go to college and shit, and he burns the check, or he burns the actual money, I think it is. No, he draws all the money out of his account, burns the check that he's got to go to college with, burns his physical cash,
yeah,
cuts up his driving license, and he's like, fuck society, and he's like bright in that, like, he's like intelligent, he's like, fuck it, like, fuck you.
This is a real, this has happened.
Based on a true story, yeah.
Right.
So he did that, and then he like went and he got a fucking job somewhere doing something just to get by, and met some old guy, and he's like, fucking, the old guy wants to adopt him, he's like, because he never had like children or grandson, he goes, can I adopt you as my grandson? And he's like, nah. But like, it's like, the relationship that they have together is like really beautiful, like,
yeah,
this
yeah.
guy's like really old, and like, he's lived his life, he was like an ex, I mean, he like helps him out and like stays with him for a while and shit. And he's like, yeah, like, you're like the grandson, like, I've never had that.
Yeah.
And then he goes, yeah, and he's like, dreams to go to Alaska. And he goes there and he like, spoiler alert, he eats the wrong berry.
Oh, no.
And he's been keeping a journal. And the whole thing's like found from his journal. And then like, obviously he had accounts from his sister and shit of like what he was like. But yeah, he's in this caravan and he dies in the caravan alone in fucking like Alaska or somewhere. And he just fucking...
Because he had a berry.
Because he ate the wrong berry, the poisonous one, and he's there and he's fucking tripping and he's writing it like as much as he can, like in his journal of what's happening to him. Like, the last thing he writes is like, don't be sad for me. Like, I've lived a fucking great life. Even though he's young, like, do you mean? He went and did what he wanted to do.
Yeah, fair.
But yeah. Again, the wrong berry. And he looks and he's got this little book of like things. And he's like, oh, fuck. And you realise it's the berry the wrong way around, like, do you know what I mean? Like, fucking...
Yeah, you got to be careful, man. You got to know what you're picking.
Yeah.
I knew what I was picking. So I was all right.
Plants in general, like, do you mean, there are a fucking lot of... There's more fucking toxins in plants than there are fucking animals.
Yeah.
Do you mean you fucking get, like we just said, a berry or a mushroom or whatever, you eat the fucking wrong one. Like, ta-da.
No, no. Is there tobacco in that?
Ugh. Is that it? Should we wrap this one up?
Yeah, could do. 15 minutes. 50,
50. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, cool.
Fuck it.
All right, big ups.
Don't forget to like and subscribe and smash the bell. No, smash the bell button. Bell friends.
Don't forget to smash that bell end.
Safe.
Bye.